Bua jalo mogaetsho to discuss the matter. Bua jalo le ene Sputnik Ratau, the department spokesperson. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening and thanks for talking to us tonight.
As we are nearing the winter season, what is the level of Gauteng dams currently?
The dam levels, or rather the integrated Vaal River system, which is a system consisting of about 14 dams that serve Gauteng province, as well as some of the industries in the province and so on, are at the moment just below the 90%, around 88% or so. And therefore, this implies that over the last, or rather week on week, looking at the last 3 weeks, we are seeing a slight decrease week on week of the dam levels, or rather the integrated Vaal River system. Even though we are aware that some of the critical dams in the system, especially the Vaal River, or rather the Vaal Dam, as well as the Bloemhof, are still in a very healthy state, with the Vaal Dam itself just over the 100% of capacity.
Re Ratau, re tseba gantle gore there was a media statement that the dam in Gauteng, the dams in Gauteng were increasing. And how is this affecting Gauteng consumption?
Well, at the moment, it is just for us to notify, you know, Gauteng consumers. Gore kana yanong we are getting into the winter season, and re tseba gore ka kamariha. The inland provinces, in the system, which is in the spring as well as into the summer season, in South Africa. But as it stands, we must also remember, Hore, in the last 4 years, from 2014, the re-experience this Komello ending can easily see in Africa, but we know that according to the amount of rainfall every morning in the past rainy season until the end of April, it has been quite healthy and helpful for us. Especially
housing
consumers.
Now, recently, the restrictions are still in place. If that serves my ignorance, I know they're still in place. More Johannesburg, Letswane. Have we seen the public using water sparingly in these areas?
We have. I think the positive thing that has come out of Komello Inseng re-experience, people have come to appreciate for the water is not an infinite commodity. And some of us have actually seen a kind of consumption pattern that speaks to the need for everybody to use water sparingly. And I think the imposition as well, yeah, the restrictions, you remember that cut 2015 into 2016, there were restrictions that were emanating from Gazette, the Department of Water and Sanitation. And in 2016, the municipalities also came to the party in terms of effecting those restrictions. And as you correctly put it, that the city of Johannesburg and the city of Tshwane are still implementing low-level restrictions, basically to make sure that the supply remains constant in their systems, and that also we are kept we can rather retain the consideration, Yahore, the optimal use of water as well as the wise use of water continues to be critical for the consumers within those municipalities.
Now, Raruna, recently fela gore the cities di le pedi jalo, they once mentioned ibile re lebella from the predecessors the city as in the mayor ile ne Pakstawu, and the mayor now as in Rehem and Mashaba babua gore we sitting on a time bomb, gore infrastructure development was not on point, where the cities took a decision at some point, even the time we need to actually spend more money in rebuilding infrastructure because of what's happening underground. It's a time bomb.
That is a fact. As it stands, is the smallest province in the country, mm-hmm. and yet it has the highest amount of, or rather, it has the highest numbers in terms of population.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because of the high expectations, sailing worry. They are based on the fact that Gauteng is easily the most developed province,
mm-hmm.
and therefore expectations are that people will be able to get jobs, to get better schools, to get better healthcare, and all of those things. And yet, when we can go back and say the infrastructure that is in place, Hannah, was it made for the numbers that we are seeing as the population of this country, of this province? And considering the fact that Johannesburg is easily the city with the biggest population in terms of numbers, and therefore that has got put a strain on the kind of infrastructure that has been in place, but also, we know that we actually have, as a country, a huge backlog in terms of infrastructure development, correctly put, but as well as refurbishment and operations and maintenance in the municipalities. And therefore, all of those things put together, plus the amount of requirements in terms of consumption, it is put on that infrastructure by the consumers, be it households, be it industry, be it the economy broadly, we then realize, we need to do more in terms of infrastructure development, but more especially operations and maintenance of that infrastructure that is in place, married to the fact that if we consume water correctly, we are then able to manage water demand as well as ensure that water conservation is at the top of the minds of everyone.
Now, we know for the fact that the area of Gauteng has been exposed to the re-mining. We know for the fact that there's also illegal mining taking place in Gauteng. And when you look at the issue of acid mine drainage, which is a huge challenge in Gauteng, how does that impact on the water quality?
The issue of acid mine drainage has got a couple of facets to it. Firstly, it is the result of the mining activities, especially gold mining, as you correctly put, which was primarily in the area of Gauteng. And therefore, there was a huge amount of time that was spent without really looking at the impact of acid mine drainage.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since 2011, we have had a look at the issue of acid mine drainage and what we are doing, how much of that water can we treat, how much of it can we pump, and how much can we be able to ensure that when it descends into the environment, it is of such a quality that it does not have a negative impact on the environment and the water courses in the Gauteng region. But what we have done is that we have been able to treat the decant in the Western Basin to an acceptable level. We have been able to bring in pumps into the Central Basin that have been able to make sure that the levels of the acid mine drainage are kept in check and that they do not decant uncontrollably. And in the Eastern Basin, we are in the process where we have been able to make sure that the decant into the Tweelope Strait and other areas is of a good condition. But there are two things to this. It is a challenge in terms of the quality of that water that can decant into the environment if left untreated, if left not pumped in a controlled manner. But the flip side is that if we can be able to treat that acid mine drainage to a level that is acceptable to the environment, it can actually assist us where we are able to make sure that water availability, or rather the amount of water that is available in our water courses in Gauteng, is then enhanced by that water, such that we do not necessarily only depend on the water that is captured in the rain, or when the rain falls in the catchment areas, as well as our critical input from the Lesotho Highlands Water Project.
Now, Raruna, Aribueka, the streams that we've been seeing, tsele gore go dile re di bona di stream fela tsa metsi ba bang ba bua gore the streams actually are not actually heading towards where we need them, towards the Vaal Dam or something. People ask themselves to say the capability of actually capturing this water, the sea, the province is not in you know, it's not doing well as far as capturing water to store for tough times.
The fact of the matter is that the reality of housing does not actually have its own specific water courses. That is why, if you look at the integrated Vaal River system, the catchment areas that feed into the integrated Vaal River system are actually in the provinces of Mpumalanga, the Free State, as well as the Northwest. Whereas the rain that falls in Gauteng specifically is actually carried through the Jukse and through the other rivers towards the northwest up to Hartbeespoort Dam. So that is where you find that there is that disjuncture. But when you look at the 14 dams that actually feed into the integrated Vaal River system and the kind of infrastructure that is in place to be able to make sure that that system is never compromised, the country has done quite well in terms of ensuring that the engine room of the economy of this country is kept pumping. And that is why if you look at what happened in 2016 when the integrated Vaal River system was actually so low because of the drought, and the Vaal Dam itself was almost at about 25-26%, we then went into what we call our reserve dam for the integrated Vaal River system, which is the Sterkfontein Dam in the Free State, where we then drew that water that we were keeping there in order to be able to replenish the integrated Vaal River system. That, together with the water that comes from the Lesotho Highlands Water Project, as well as the unexpected rainfall that we experienced in that period, was able to actually assist us to be able to get the integrated Vaal River system to a healthy state within the 2 months of November and December 2016 into January 2017.
Now, there's a beautiful song, Yaha, Barry White, they practice what you preach. You know, there's so much money spent into campaigns to say preserve water. Tell us which pipe, what is happening. And you look at the fresh water that is lost every day through pipes and all that. And the constituents within Gauteng are reporting these matters. But there is a snail process respond to authorities where we report a matter of fresh water that is in waste. And people are not responding accordingly in those departments. What do we do about that?
It is a concern for us, the amount of water that is being lost, and that is why the department, through the Water Research Commission, actually commissioned that study that gave us the full picture of where the country is at in terms of water losses. And that is the study that was done by the University of Stellenbosch on behalf of the Water Research Commission that then gave us the picture to say the country actually loses around 36-37% of our potable water to water losses, and that would amount to something like 7 billion rand worth of potable water that should be used by the consumers in Gauteng, by the consumers in the country everywhere for different uses. And that obviously is a concern, but it is something that we were always aware of, that unless we actually look at the issue of operations and maintenance, especially of the reticulation infrastructure within the municipalities, the issue of water losses will continue to be a bugbear. And we have seen where municipalities have actually come to the party, and actually we have also worked with some of them that do not have the capacity to be able to do some of those that operation and maintenance. We have been able to save so much water that some of the savings have been quite helpful to consumers in the broader sense.
Na re rata o ne ke rata gore re fetse a gompieno ke botse fela gore maemo a re a bonang a diragala mo di hostel, I mean from the Department of Water and Sanitation, and looking at some kind of a genocide of some sort, Gare, the conditions are not bearable in these hostels. Are you as the department taking heat on that to say the cities must see to it that infrastructure in these developments is taken care of?
The issues that are happening where?
Hostels, there are many. I mean, you look at Mzimkopo Hostel and you go into that environment find Hore sanitation, water. There's a problem there. Does the city actually talk to the department speak to the cities to say municipalities see to it that those environments are taken care of?
Well, that is why we, through the Integrated, Intergovernmental Relations Act, which demands that we work together with our sister departments, and that is where through COCTA and through what we call the Municipal Infrastructure, there's an entity of COCTA which is called MISA, which is supposed to assist the municipalities in terms of how to look after the infrastructure and so on. That is where the attempt is at the moment, to try and see how far we can be able to remedy that situation. It is going to take us a bit of time. It is going to need a lot of money, and that is why we also need the private sector to come in and give a hand in terms of accessing funding and in terms of accessing technology as well as expertise that is in the private sector.
Rata, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.